Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, the presidential race, who's going to be the Democrat nominee? We think it's Joe Biden. Joe isn't there. You know, Kamala Harris, she isn't, she's being bounced. Michelle Obama has bounced herself about 10 days ago. So on the Democrat ticket, there's really mayhem, confusion, no candidates. We think Donald Trump, the most hated man in America, Vladimir Putin, the most hated man in Russia, Benjamin Netanyahu, the most hated man in Israel, Xi Jinping, the most hated man in Asia. I see things happening that I don't necessarily like. Can't change them. I have talked repeatedly about continuity of government. This government, starting with George Bush Jr., he put in place security measures to make sure that nothing, not another nation, nuclear war, presidential elections, the death of presidents, presidents who might get sundowners, that nothing will interfere with America's ability to continue as a nation, continuity of government. And the threat to this nation presently, Russia to some degree in NATO, in the NATO nations, Xi Jinping in the Far East, America's plans in the Middle East are being interfered with by Benjamin Netanyahu and the war in Gaza. But in the United States of America, presently, it is Donald Trump again. So continuity of government, it's very difficult in a sense to explain all of the different systems or agencies involved that make up this system of continuity of government. I'll try to explain a few. Senior Executive Services. All of the agencies in the federal government, the leaders of each agency appointed by the President of the United States of America. And whatever is best for this country, the president has the final say to all these people that are placed in these positions. Also, additionally, you have all of the intelligence agencies. Supposedly, there are 17 intelligence agencies in this country, at least known agencies. There is mainstream media. Mainstream media owned by corporations. CNN owned by CIA, FBI. All of the mainstream media and the talk show hosts, television, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media influences the public by Democrats, by deep state. Then you have the military-industrial complex, all of the major contractors. You have most of the high position military officers, the brass in all of the branches of the military. This is also part of continuity of government. You have within the government, you have individuals who have sworn oaths to secret societies, whether it be Illuminati, Freemasons, whether it be Skull and Bones, Jesuits. They're part of continuity of government. They're in place to make sure to keep this nation operating, functional. You have what I call extreme left Democrats. This would be in the principle of Adolf Hitler's SS. Many of these people are SS members. They are Nazis. I've talked about these programs, Operation Paperclip, which brought in the Nazis, intelligent individuals in paperclip into this country. They were put in Secret Service, space programs, military, and then their children were brought over also at a later date. Robert Mueller, born in Germany. His father, Heinrich Mueller. When the CIA came into existence in 1947, Heinrich was hired, Robert Mueller's father. And he worked for the CIA in Cuba, Central America, South America. So these, what I'm mentioning, continuity of government. These extreme left Democrats in federal and state government. Extreme left. All active members also in Pilgrim Society of London and in New York City. Continuity of government. Then you have the Rhino Republicans, and especially the rhinos that have also sworn oaths to the secret societies that they're members of. And with this shadow, well, within this society, you also have a shadow government. And with this shadow government, everything I've mentioned is part of it. Plus, something even darker, deeper. I'll talk about that when I get back. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of the night dealing in the jester's paradise. Been spending most of the night dealing in the jester's paradise.
Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The hosts are on podcasts, 1360khnc.com. Programs streamed at all times. So, continuity of government. All of these agencies, I don't have a complete list of all of the agencies in this system of assuring America's existence after a nuclear war, if it even went to that. Donald Trump is the target. Donald Trump, if you could take the time to study these systems, these organizations, you would see Donald Trump does not have a chance to return to office. The already part of the continuity of government is the election system, whether it be hand ballots or computer ballots, it is rigged. The powers that be are not going to allow Donald Trump to sit in the White House, in the Oval Office, ever again. Let's assume that I'm wrong. Let's assume that everything, all these factors, let's say that they were all neutralized, there would be fair elections, Donald Trump would take and resume the presidency. Then there's no negative effects to the people of this country. Everything will be positive. There will be great victories. There will be changes to this country because Donald Trump won't be a lame duck. He will do what he thinks is necessary and what is best for the country. Everything will be like living in Oz. But if what I'm saying is true, I mentioned these agencies, these systems, because they are very powerful. They kept him out of The president, they kept him out of the White House for the last 3 years. He wasn't supposed to be in the White House in 2016. The only reason Donald Trump sat in that office for 4 years is because the God of heaven had mercy on the people of the United States of America. That is the truth. That's a biblical truth. Many of that have listened to my programs, I have told you about the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, the riddle of the seven kings, the final seven presidents, the final seven individuals that would be the presidents of the United States of America, beginning with Jimmy Carter. Donald Trump is number seven. If I'm correct, Donald Trump will not take his seat in the Oval Office again. If I'm correct, and my interpretation of this riddle is correct, one of those seven must take the seat in the Oval Office one more time, one of seven individuals. I'll name them starting with Carter. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Donald Trump being the seventh of the presidents. And it says that he, the seventh, continues for a short space. The other seven, they get full terms as elected. But number seven, for some reason, doesn't get his full time in the Oval Office. It's interfered with. And Donald Trump's time in the Oval Office, he did win the last election. He did beat Joe Biden. But continuity of government was in play, and through the rigged system, voter fraud system, he was not allowed back in the Oval Office. I say that he's not going to be allowed in the Oval Office in this coming election. I'm watching every single one of what I have mentioned to you in that first segment. I'm watching everything kick in right now. The intelligence agencies, they're using the court systems to destroy him. That's part of continuity of government. Our judicial system in this country, at the federal and state level, at the civil level, civil cases, it is all alive. He is being destroyed. His empire is being disassembled. He, as an individual, is being discredited. His integrity is being attacked. This system, there's no other individual in this country has ever been. Dick Nixon, when it kicked, we didn't have continuity of government in the time of Richard Nixon, but we did have the CIA. We did have operatives within the country that helped bring him down. We had operatives in this country that were able to assassinate John F. Kennedy. I think that with Lyndon Johnson, he was still a fairly young man, but I would think he was given the orders to stand down. George Bush Sr., he was ready for a second 4-year term. But the powers that be in the Illuminati system, in that occult system that runs this government, it's in the Bible. I have the chapter 47 of Isaiah speaks clearly of an end-time empire who had its birth in witchcraft. and who will have its end in the occult. It's in the Bible. I'm not coming from a political position or anything from a natural point of view. I'm coming using the Bible as a base. This country, our beginning was in witchcraft. Our end will be in witchcraft. So of these seven, Donald Trump is number seven. One of these seven, let's exclude Donald Trump because he won't take the next position. So of the six that are still candidates, two are dead. One is almost dead. One is Bill Clinton. Bill doesn't want to spend time in the Oval Office. He doesn't need to. He spends time in seedy, dark rooms doing evil deeds, according to what I'm reading. George Jr., Donald Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty. It's over. There's only one candidate left. If I'm right, then the consequences are going to be shocking at the least. Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, in the shadow, deep in the shadow, in the dark, there's this authority, according to Revelation 17, verse 10. There is someone that is in the shadows waiting to return. I believe that individual has been giving directions, giving orders, strategies to all of these groups. There's one individual, Barry Satoro, who put in almost 7,000 placements in senior executive service before he left office. So who owns senior executive service to this present time? He's appointed many of these people by the end of 2014, 16, 15, he appointed them. And most of them, if they haven't retired or died, are still running all the agencies of the federal government, including in the intelligence agencies, in the CIA, in the courts. Somebody in the shadows that's running from behind, running things. The only person I can see, in my view, is Barack Obama. If I'm right, this is disturbing. If I'm right, that means that between now and November, things in this country are going to change drastically. We don't have to wait till November. These people aren't going to wait till November. There's too much already at stake. Russia into Ukraine. This administration with this imposter president is doing everything possible to start war with Russia. And with every move they make, Russia via Vladimir Putin, this man, I haven't seen the kind of restraint that Putin has had. If it would have been Khrushchev or some of the others, there might have already been a few cities have disappeared already. But Vladimir Putin, he's looking at the long game, the strategy, years out. He's destroying with China, is destroying the United States using economic power or using an economic strategy. Destroy the American dollar. Why do you think Bill Gates of hell has sold 65% of his stock investments? What about all these Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg selling his stock? Bezos selling his stock? Because the U.S. dollar is losing its value. It's happening right in front of everybody's face. And they don't, and we don't understand. We don't see, we don't know how to play the game. We don't know how the game is played. Putin does. Xi Jinping does. And this administration, they do too. This is why they're being pushed. Their back is against the wall. They're going to respond quickly. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com podcasts.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Sebastian Gorka. If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're simply not listening. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Call now the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
okay, so, like I began to, well, I just finished with this thought. The landscape. Things are changing. And if what I'm presenting is true, then there's going to be great changes to come before the 2024 election, if, which I don't believe it will happen. One reason it won't, conflict right now in Ukraine. Just wait until Russia begins to turn its focus, changes its focus from Ukraine to the Middle East. Vladimir Putin was just again elected president of Russia. His third time. He's been the president, except for a brief period of time in this century. From the first day of this century, he was elected, I think, in March. He was put in position by Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin. And then he won the election. He lost the next election to Medvedev. But then again, won after Medvedev had one term. Putin has been president of Russia from that point to today. He just won another election. And Vladimir Putin, his focus is going to eventually turn to the Middle East. And it's being turned right now because of the United States' involvement in, at the point, this point, the conflict in the Red Sea. Our forces in Syria, our ships in the Red Sea, our ships in the Indian Ocean, and in the Persian Gulf. Things are shifting. Vladimir Putin doesn't want to move south. But the Bible says in Ezekiel 38 and 39, God will put hooks in the jaw of this great nation and drag them unwillingly to destroy them in present-day Jordan. And another hook is being put in Putin's jaw, or Russia's jaw, with the conflict in Gaza, this war in Gaza, Israel bombing in Lebanon and in Syria, the United States bombing in Yemen, and in Iran. Russia's being, her head is being turned. She's going to move south. So coming back to the house here, you have another dilemma. You have an individual who may have already been dead. The real Joe Biden may have already departed this earth. There are people saying that this individual is not the real Joe Biden. Good imposter, though. He should win the Academy Award. But this, there is a great vacuum, a great void. There is a big sucking sound I can hear. And what the result is going to be of this huge void in the Democrat Party, there are no candidates. So there is a big vacuum. Kamala Harris, her squawking days are over. Her squawking, squeaking, phony, vain days are over. Michelle Obama does not have the personality for the weight of the decisions that are going to be, have to be made in this country, having to deal with Russia, with Benjamin Netanyahu in the Middle East, with the Haiti conflict, butchers killing people, barbecuing them on the street. This is the world that we live in. This is the world that Christ said we are to look for before his return. A world that is insane, mad, dysfunctional, evil, violent. And corrupt, I haven't even used the word corruption yet. Look at all the governments of the world. Look at the administrations of the world. The corruption. This is what Christ said would happen. There would be perplexities. Christ said perplexities. He only used that word one time in his whole ministry. In Luke chapter 21 verse 25. The seas would roar. In other words, be like water in a tub, and it's just splashing over the side of the tub. No solutions, no answers, conundrums, just everybody bewildered. You can throw money at a situation, money won't help it. Doesn't matter what you would do with these situations happening in the world, there are no answers. You just have to wait till the next day to see what develops. We're in the world that Christ said, the world, in a decade before he comes. We're in that world. And now we have this great void, this great vacuum. Who is going to fill that void, that vacuum, that hole in the Democrat Party? There's only one person I know of that the Democrats, the extreme left Democrats, the moderate Democrats, some Republican rhinos, there's only one individual that they would accept with open arms and bring presents run and bring presents while they run to embrace him. That's Barack Obama. That's just on a natural, just in the natural world. But what does it say in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10? There's only one person of those initial seven presidents up to and including Donald Trump. There's only one individual that would be physically able to take a new administration. A new term of about 8 years. George Jr.? Nope. Bill Clinton? Forget it. Bill's lying, whoremonging days, according to what I've read, are just about over. And the only one that is ready to fill that position is Barry Satoro. If I'm wrong, then I would gladly say, listen, my radio days are over. I'm leaving. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
For generations, Americans were taught to say, my country, right or wrong. The problem is, the D.C. criminals always prefer wrong. Presidents cannot do we the people's job. Remember high school civics class where they taught you your rights, freedom of speech, peaceful assembly, privacy? Well, you're not in high school anymore. If you've been paying attention, your rights are gradually eroding. Tactical civics teaches you your constitutional responsibilities. Join Tactical Civics in restoring our republic at the Erie Community Library on Saturday, March the 23rd at 10 a.m. It's the only peaceful, legal, constitutional solution we the people have to restore our republic the way our founding fathers intended. So again, join Tactical Civics at the Erie Community Library, Saturday, March the 23rd at 10 a.m.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts. As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
So I'm laying out a scenario, and this vacuum in the Democrat Party, these people that rule this country are not going to let Donald Trump interfere with their objectives any longer. Things are going to develop quickly. I don't see everything going right to Election Day. I don't see that. I see things happening that, like the destruction of the Constitution. This Constitution, she's worn out. The Constitution of this country is just about, is on her last leg. She's on IV presently, in emergency. I don't see how the continuity of government can allow the Constitution, this great Constitution of this great country, to interfere with their objectives any longer. Not only Donald Trump, the Constitution is a problem. Once Donald Trump is bounced out of the way, this is going to leave another great void, vacuum in the MAGA world. What does the MAGA world, after Donald Trump is removed and neutralized? I don't know if he's going to be murdered. I'm not saying that. I think that Donald Trump, at some point, God will dismiss him from his duties in the political world. I mean, he'll be dismissed by God, used by these children of the devil. God will allow them, and they'll be the tool that God uses to dismiss Donald Trump. Donald Trump would need to get his assets, all that he owns, his family, his wife, everything that is near, dear to him, and leave this country and go back to, I think he's from Wales. That's all that is going to be left for him. The courts, if the courts don't get him, the banks will get him. If the banks can't get him, then the deep state will get him. But one way or another, Donald Trump, his days are numbered. I hate to say that. And like I said, I hope I am wrong. I hope that my interpretation of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 is wrong. I hope these seven last presidents of the United States of America are not Jimmy Carter all the way through Donald Trump. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that these seven last presidents in my interpretation are not the presidents of the United States of America. Because if they are, and my interpretation is correct, then that means that these people that rule this country, these families, these very powerful, wealthy families, the Rockefeller family being the top of the heap, A number one, They are the family that owns this great nation. And their objective through a what we term a new world order was to actually own the whole earth. That was the objective of the Rockefellers, to own not just America, but the whole world. The world is not enough. Then they wanted to rule the moon, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter. And I'm not joking. According to the Bible, this coming Antichrist, he wants to sit in the throne room of God and rule from God's heaven. It's in Isaiah. And I just wonder if Barry Satoru is from the lineage of the Rockefeller family. This may be bizarre to you, but I'll tell you what. This is March. Let's go to April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's a little over 8 months. And what I'm presenting to you is going to come to pass, or it's not. The Constitution, one thing that Barry Satoru is, he's a constitutional lawyer. He knows the Constitution. And I believe he took that direction in his life because his objective was to destroy the Constitution, not to enforce it, not to obey what is written, but just the opposite. Now, we're going to talk about the landscape as it changes. You see, you have this Governor Newsom of California. These people, he and Polis of Colorado and Buttigieg and all these hard left individuals, they are looking at 2028. They're looking at 2032 for possible opportunities to become president of the land of the plumed serpent in the future. But I'm going to tell you something. Once Barry Satoru takes position, these people will never, ever get the opportunity to become president of this country because according to Revelation 17, verse 10, Barry Satoru will be the last president of this empire. I'm giving you a thought, something to think about, something to consider, a view that you've never heard before. These people will probably go to work for Barry Satoru when he comes to power, but they'll never be president. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah, yeah. Then it's all you fellas who better beware.
So it all comes down to continuity of government. Are these powers in this country, senior executive service, all of the intelligence agencies that we know of, 17 of them, mainstream media, the high-ranking officers in the U.S. military, the members of the government in the occult societies in Washington, D.C., in the seven gates of hell, the portals that go right to Gehenna. When the French laid out Washington, D.C., after the architecture of the Freemasons, I had read years ago, I wish I could find the article, these Masons got together and they did a prayer, an occult prayer, deep, powerful occult prayer in Washington, D.C., beseeching the great architect, Satan, to protect all of the men that would come, the senators, the Republicans, congressmen, everybody, to protect them, to keep them alive, that they wouldn't die of cancer or things of that nature, so that they could build this great occult nation that was to exist. And they prayed right there in Washington, D.C. And everything that you see was after occult patterns. Members of the government and occult secret societies, the far extreme left individuals in the federal and state government that are in satanic covens, active members in Pilgrim Society in New York and in the city of London, these people are powerful. This is the big occult center. The Rhino Republicans, the rhinos, they forget. They need to read what Moses' laws said. There were civil servants that were to protect the governments. And there were punishments for the civil servants that didn't carry out their duties to protect the people of the country. Well, these Rhino Republicans, I hope if you are listening, because God's word doesn't return to him void. Those rhinos who have helped destroy this country and who didn't honor the requests of the people that put them in position to govern righteously. Well, God's word is not going to return to him void. You sow to the wind, you sow evil, you sow sin, you're going to reap destruction. It's coming. And then the deep shadow government, the world in which Barry Satoru lives and hides so that you don't see what's going on day to day. Well, I should get to my notes, but I don't have time. I'm out of minutes. Done for today. Well, let's see what transpires overnight. Let's see what develops. I'll plan for another show tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.